Richards in for Bob and Marianne. All this week on WGN, got some interesting guests. Scheduled A-list interviews that we were going to play for you today. We'll shuffle things around and kind of sprinkle it through the rest of the week. Kind of focusing on the top news story of the day today, the death of Robin Williams. We're going to take a little bit of a break from that, although ironically still somewhat related as we talk with Consumer Reports in a moment about a piece that they have out about our overabuse of painkillers. And we had this interview scheduled, you know, long before we knew anything about Robin Williams, but it is kind of ironic, this article talking about how we over-medicate ourselves. We'll get to that coming up in a couple of minutes. A couple of other little things, though, much more pleasant, and that is free tickets for you for a very special event, which is actually tomorrow. It is Chicago Magazine's Best of Chicago event at the Chop Shop in Wicker Park. A couple of free tickets for you to attend this event. Now, it's tomorrow night. It's from 6 to 9. The Chop House in the Wicker Park neighborhood. So, you know, if that's not in on your, you know, the world to do something like that, leave the phone lines open for somebody who can attend it and would like to. Open bar, food, music, raffles, mixing and mingling with the 2014 winners from Chicago Magazine's annual list of the very best people, places, and things that Chicago has to offer right now in their August issue. Cocktails, feasting on great food from Chicago's finest restaurants. There are all kinds of fun things to do. All the proceeds from this, when you buy a ticket, benefits Chicago Cares. But we've got actually two pair of tickets that we want to give away right now. We'll give them to the 7th and 8th callers on our contest, on the regular phone line, 312-981-7200. 7th and 8th callers will win tickets, 312-981-7200. If you'd like to buy tickets to this, though, you can go to chicagomag.com/BOC. So good luck to you on that. Sounds like a really fun event. Coming up after 2:30, we're going to share some of the interviews that I've done with Robin Williams through the years. I've been, you know, so lucky to sit down with many of the A-listers. People ask me all the time, who are the nicest ones? Who are the jerkiest ones? And I sometimes will sometimes will tell you who the jerkiest ones are. But honestly, 99% of them are very nice, very down to earth. And Robin Williams would certainly fall into that category of one of my favorite people to talk to. I don't know how many times we've talked to him through the years, but we've always enjoyed it. He was always a gentleman, always very nice, always very thoughtful, always very well-spoken, and obviously hilarious. No matter what you threw at Robin Williams, whatever topic, he would make something out of it that was really, really funny. We'll share some of those conversations coming up in a few minutes. Several days ago, we got our new copy of Consumer Reports, one of my favorite publications still. I love the unbiased reports that they have on lots of different subjects, but they have a particularly interesting piece this month that talks about the risks of prescription and over-the-counter painkillers. It is a little bit ironic now that we are talking about Robin Williams and him in and out of rehab, you know, trying to medicate himself for the internal pain that he obviously was suffering. And apparently a lot of people are suffering both physical pain and maybe also emotional pain with the kind of overuse of drugs that there apparently are. Joining us on the phone line right now is Doris Peter, who is the director of Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center. And Doris, I'm glad you could join us today. I could not, when I read this article, the Deadly Pain Pills, which is in the September 2014 issue, I was shocked at this epidemic of perfectly legal drugs that people are using.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, it's quite shocking, and I think that's really one of the things we wanted to, you know, raise awareness of the problem. And even more shocking is that, you know, 60% of overdoses occur in people prescribed the drug by a single physician. So it's not somebody who's looking, you know, doctor shopping. So it's more common than you'd think, and we just want to raise awareness of the problem.
Yeah, well, let's start off by talking about the over-the-counter painkillers, ones that I could walk across the street to the drugstore, load up my shopping cart with, and go to town. I mean, a lot of people are doing that with very, very common pain killers.
Right. So acetaminophen is an enormous problem. It's, I think, one of the main problems is it's in so many combination drugs that are used for, you know, common problems like the cold, like a cold or sinus headaches. And people don't realize that they're taking multiple doses of acetaminophen during the day. And if you combine that, for example, with a glass of wine during dinner, or you know, maybe more than that, then you can get into real trouble. And there are you know, an enormous number of emergency room visits per year. 80,000 people go to the emergency department per year because of acetaminophen problems. So
and
it's a real problem.
Aren't there other problems related to acetaminophen? As well, in addition to taking multiple doses and not even knowing that you're mixing it with other things, aren't there other problems that can come up with that?
Well, definitely. I think one of the things that people aren't aware of is that the over-the-counter strength of the pill in a single pill, the amount of drug in a single pill, is higher than that in a prescription drug. So you could be taking as much as 500 milligrams in a single pill, and the labeling on the pills, on the bottles that you buy, are inconsistent and often give a higher total daily dose than we think is safe. So it's a combination of problems, not only in these combination drugs, but it's unclear how much you know, what's safe to take, and then you've got a higher pull strength in the over-the-counter versus prescription. So it's a combination.
Yeah, and the acetaminophens would be what, your Tylenols and those kinds of?
Acetaminophen, right. The most popular brand name is Tylenol, but it's, you know, it's a common generic drug that's in a lot of different drugs as well, a lot of different combination drugs as well as just generic acetaminophen that you would buy, you know, at the supermarket.
Well, it's mind-boggling when you go to the drugstore and you're standing at that counter, the pain relief counter, and looking at all the different options that there are. What about things like ibuprofen? And is it naproxen?
Naproxen. So those are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They're not. They don't contain acetaminophen.
Are there dangers, though, of the overuse of those?
Yeah, they're commonly overused as well. There are side effects related to intestinal bleeding if you take too many of those. People commonly take them for too long or, again, too high of a dose because they think more is better. I think that's a common misconception.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's important to keep track of how many you're taking, why you're taking it, and how long, and to, you know, stop taking it if it's not working, of course.
Yeah, and there's been lots of controversies surrounding the painkiller Celebrex. Is that still ongoing now with people coming up with special problems as a result of taking that?
Well, I think the bigger issue here is that that sometimes people are prescribed Celebrex, which is an expensive non-steroidal drug, when they don't really need it. So there's really no evidence it's any better than the over-the-counter drugs, especially naproxen, which is an over-the-counter generic non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And so if you get prescribed prescription Celebrex that you're going to pay more for, it doesn't make much sense. So I think that's one of the key things. And, you know, it's more appropriate that people treat the pain they have correctly. So sometimes a non-steroidal is the thing to take, but other times if it's just pain, you may be better with taking acetaminophen, even though that has its own dangers. So you have to use the right drug at the right dose for the right condition.
Yeah, Mark in Crystal Lake, you're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dean. I'm a pharmacist, and one thing when the speaker was talking about combining drugs is when you get a prescription pain medication that's Tylenol in it, unless the pharmacist explains it to you, let's say a Norco or Vicodin or Percocet, you'll see the chemical names on the generic. It might say hydrocodone/APAP. APAP is the abbreviation for acetaminophen. So unless someone were to take the time to explain that, the lay public doesn't know that, and therefore if they've got some additional pain, they'll be doubling up with the over-the-counter acetaminophen, again, raising the risk of acetaminophen overdose and liver damage.
Yeah, it can be so confusing. That's why this article is so great. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Doris Peter, the director of Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center, next on WGN. Everything you need to start your day, including lots of laughs. Tomorrow morning, I've got one-on-one interviews with Katie Holmes, with Dolph Lundgren, and also Terry Crews. We'll share all of that with you tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, weekdays 4 until 10, WGN Television. Dean Richards in today, WGN Radio. Doris Peter on the line with us, the director of Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center. And Doris, I wanted to talk a little bit about one other thing that the Deadly Pain Pills article in the September issue talks about. And those are the misconceptions regarding prescription opiates, the Oxycontins, the Percocets, Vicodins, et cetera, that can be very beneficial to people who are suffering from chronic pain. But, man, do they come with a whole boatload of potential problems, too.
Yes, that's right. I mean, there are certain misconceptions. For example, many people think that they will not become addicted. And while addiction is not, doesn't happen to everyone, you can't just discount it that it won't be you, that it's always the other person. So I think that's really important. And about 60% of overdoses occur in people prescribed the drugs by a single physician. So it's not someone who's going around doctor shopping or bought them illegally.
How does that happen exactly then? I mean, are doctors simply not doing a good enough job of monitoring what their patients are taking? Are they just trying to placate their patients, giving them what they want so they don't have to deal with more complex problem solving, so they just over-medicate them?
Well, I think it can be difficult because there's not a lot, in some cases there isn't a lot you can do to help patients, and there isn't a lot of good evidence that supports taking these drugs long-term. But the physician may want to alleviate pain, and it does often help in the short run. It does help some people, and it's hard to predict who will become addicted. So, a physician can't necessarily look at the risk factors of each patient and say, okay, well, you're more likely to get addicted, so I'm not going to give you that medication. So I think it puts physicians in a difficult position. Also, these drugs are marketed and advertised, and puts pressures on physicians to prescribe.
Yeah, they sure do. Many of the drug ads sure do make it seem attractive until they get to all the side effects. That part's never fun. But they sure do make you say, go to your doctor. Hey, I saw TV commercials for such and such. Would that be good for me? Jeff is in North Aurora at 312-981-7200. Jeff, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hello, Dean. Yes, I have a little bone to pick with the last person you had on, who is a druggist. And, he's fills prescriptions. And, I'm sorry. I have been taking pain medicine I've worked for the last 25 years until 5 years ago when the company finally closed, and then no one would hire me. The DOT would let me work taking narcotics at night as long as I didn't take it during the day.
Okay, what's the bone that you want to pick with the prescription?
Because,
with the pharmacist, rather.
Well, he's saying acetaminophen's so bad. And, that helps the receptors in the body accept the pain medicine and do its job so I could get a good night's sleep so that I could be riding around downtown like I did for all those years in my semi building Chicago.
Gotcha. Okay. I hear what you're saying, but I think the point that the previous caller and that Doris was also making is that there is potential harm
from
overuse. Let's get Doris's comment on this just to make sure.
Okay.
I'm not quoting her wrong.
Okay.
Go ahead, Doris.
Yeah, no doubt. It's it's an effective treatment for pain, no doubt about that. And we don't at all, contest the effectiveness of the medication. We just want to point out, because it is over-the-counter and because there are problems with the labeling of the medication and in combination drugs, that it can just be commonly, too high of a dose can be taken commonly when it comes to acetaminophen.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of comfort that you're feeling, I think, is what this article is concerned about. With the previous, let me finish my sentence.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Let me finish my sentence.
Yes, sir.
That the previous caller might be concerned with it. People find that level of comfort that you did and say, well, if two is great, I'll take three. If it says take them 6 hours a day, you know, wait 6 hours, I'll wait 4 hours because it's so great and I feel so great. And all I think everybody is saying is that there can be a downside to that.
Well, you do have to go in like I do 4 times a year for blood work to make sure you're not killing your liver and your kidneys while using this stuff. You have to use it correctly, you know, and you can't just take handfuls of the stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody's saying. Good.
You don't do it.
I appreciate your call. We're up against news time, Jeff. Thank you. And
thank
Doris,
you so much, Dean.
My pleasure. And thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it. And Doris, we appreciate you joining us. If people want to take a look at the article, of course, the magazine is out. But website, if people want more information?
Yep, it's www.consumerreports.org.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.